Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, showers, and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. And Sunday, mostly cloudy showers and storms, highs 83. Right now, it's 61.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, Good Friday. Republicans are advancing a big package in the GOP-controlled Kansas legislature that would shield businesses and healthcare providers from corona-related lawsuits. They're also trying today to take control of the state's pandemic response from Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. GOP leaders expected both the House and Senate to vote by dawn this morning on a sweeping bill drafted by Republicans. The measure reflects their view that Kelly is moving too slowly to reopen the state's economy and has been too aggressive in imposing restrictions. University of Kansas Chancellor Douglas Gerard says the university faces a shortfall amounting to more than a quarter of its general operating budget after the coronavirus pandemic forced it to close its campuses. The Lawrence Journal-World reported yesterday that $120 million in shortfall stems from losses in research dollars, event fees, and student housing and dining revenue. I'm Rick Averett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Authorities in eastern Kansas say a three-year-old girl died after being hit and killed by a delivery truck in a driveway. TV station KCTV reports that deputies with the Miami County Sheriff's Office were called to the home on Wednesday morning for the report of an injury accident. Investigators say a delivery truck was backing out of the home's driveway when it hit the child. The girl's name has not yet been released. The Miami County and Johnson County Sheriff's Offices, as well as the Kansas Highway Patrol, are investigating. A new report shows net farm income in Kansas last year rose to an average of $110,380 per farm, propped up by government payments. The Kansas Farm Management Association released this week its annual economic data based on the 970 agricultural operations that their economists advised on financial decisions. Figures show farm balance sheets were heavily subsidized by government payments, with just shy of 73% of the income Kansas farmers received last year coming from the government. Mid-America Network News.
As unpredictable as farming can be, there's at least one sure thing. That's your coverage through Blue Valley Insurance. Protecting your farm and everything you've worked so hard for is a top priority for all of us at Blue Valley Insurance. Whether you have a small family farm or run a larger operation, we can customize your coverage to meet your unique needs. Preserve your way of life for the next generation. Visit with us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. The state of Nebraska will let bars, zoos, movie theaters, and swimming pools reopen and allow small concerts and auctions to resume on the 1st of June in all but four hard-hit counties. Governor Pete Ricketts says he plans to further loosen social distancing restrictions to strike a balance between public health and the need to move back toward normal life. His announcement came as the number of coronavirus deaths continues to rise. Businesses that do reopen will still face mandatory social distancing restrictions. The state of Nebraska saw another dip in new unemployment claims last week after a record-setting surge driven by the coronavirus. The U.S. Department of Labor says the state received 5,923 claims during the week that ended May 16th. The number has declined since a record-setting surge that peaked at 26,788 in 1 week in early April. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. Recently, Kansas Governor Laura Kelly announced that the state will move up to a modified phase two of reopening Kansas. Marshall County Health Department Administrator Sue Rhodes talks about the key changes to phase two.
We're looking at some changes. Some changes everybody will be excited about, I think, in phase two. The mass gatherings is at 15 instead of 10. Fitness centers can have classes. The most exciting thing, I think, for Marshall County is the movie theater can open, bowling alleys can open, all casinos are opening. Then our baseball practices can start, and they can start prepping for their games. Graduations can happen. There are several stipulations for graduations.
And what will remain closed?
First off, the bars and the nightclubs will remain closed, and those are the ones who do not serve food, and those are the ones who are not already doing curbside or delivery. Of course, the large gatherings are still prohibited. Still cannot have fairs, festivals, carnivals, or parades. City pool will not be allowed to open in phase two. And summer camps can take place as long as they are licensed through the state.
How positive is the overall outlook of the pandemic moving to phase two?
I think it's pretty positive, but at the same time, I think that we need to look at the fact that we are approaching Memorial Day weekend, which means gatherings, family, people congregating. We have to see what that's going to do, what that's going to bring us in the next week or two.
We're speaking with Marshall County Health Department Administrator Sue Rhodes. Sue, obviously no one knows how this will progress, but phase three is anticipated to begin June 8th. And even though local groups and local communities and organizations are still canceling events, for example, 4th of July festivities.
They are canceling because I think they're looking forward to, even in phase three, the social gathering is only at 45. And there are still some things that will be slower to open. And there's a difference in every county. The governor puts out her guidelines. We can go stricter than what she puts out, but we cannot go looser. In our county, they have chose to follow exactly what the governor says, so we do not have any more restrictions than what she is putting out to the public.
Even though things are beginning to open up, that doesn't mean we're in the clear, and people still need to practice and do certain things, correct?
Correct. We need to remember those general health tips. Number one, if you're sick, stay home and talk with your doctor about what your symptoms are. Continue that social distancing whenever you can, that 6 foot apart, and staying away from people who are sick, or if you are sick, to stay away from people. Washing your hands frequently. If you cannot use soap and water, then use hand sanitizer. The biggest thing is trying to keep our hands off of our eyes, nose, and mouth, which is hard to do unless we're really thinking about it, but we have to work really hard at that. Covering coughs and sneezes whenever you can, and trying to wear a mask whenever you can, especially when social distancing is difficult. So the very last thing we can talk about is to remember that the virus is still out there. There's no vaccine, so let's not throw caution away. This community has done very well with social distancing, keeping that bug out of our community. Let's continue to see how long we can do that.
The governor will evaluate the state's disease spread, testing rates, death rates, hospitalizations, ability of state and local public health authorities to contain outbreaks and conduct contact tracing, and personal protective equipment availability when determining if the state should move to the next phase. Regardless of phase, the state health officer retains the authority to impose additional public health interventions in any area that contains an emergent and significant public health risk. Reporting local news, I'm Ben Kelly.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
An abbreviated Memorial Day service will be held Monday at the Marysville City Cemetery beginning at 10:30. For those unable to attend, Key and DY will air the traditional Memorial Day program presented by American Legion Post 163 at 10 a.m. Monday on AM 1570 FM, not a 4.1. Blue Rapids Legion Post will host a service to Fairmont Cemetery. Frankfort will have a brief service to City Cemetery at 10, with the Catholic Cemetery at 10:30, Antioch at 11:15, and Barrett at 11:50. Waterville will not have a service this year. In Greenleaf, a Memorial Day service downtown is planned Monday at 11 a.m., No services are planned at Barnes, Hanover, Lynn, or Washington this year. Some cemeteries will feature an avenue of flags. Centralia Corning American Legion will host a service Monday at 10:30 at the Centralia Cemetery. Clara A. Tye, age 72, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Memorial services will be held at a later date. Visitation with a registration book Saturday from 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Saturday from 2 until 4. At the Laughlin of a funeral home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Clara Tye. A reminder, food distribution boxes will be distributed beginning at 9 a.m. as long as they last at South Bus Bay at the Hellring Center in Marysville today. These are for all Marshall County residents, regardless of income. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, hamburger and baked beans, potato salad, a relish plate, and watermelon. Closed Monday, Tuesday's menu, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, strawberries, and bananas. Key and DY News time is 7:16.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Well, we have an upper-level system and a surface low-pressure system. They'll be moving across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, bringing some showers and thunderstorms continuing. And like I said, that will continue to push off towards the east as we head through the day and into tonight. We'll continue to see chances for some showers and thunderstorms on and off all the way through the weekend and into the early parts of next week as another system will continue to push across the area. Otherwise, temperatures, we are going to see warmer temps for the weekend back into the 80s. So across that area, showers and thunderstorms, cloudy skies, mid-70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. And Sunday, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late May, 78. Record high on this date, 88, in 2005. The average low, 55. Record low is 42, set in 2015. Sunset this evening, 8:42. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. Off and on showers, trace amounts of precipitation thus far. 62 with the light sprinkles under a cloudy overcast and hit-and-miss light scattered showers across much of the Midwest this morning. Check of the Friday, 22nd of May, morning news. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It takes hard work, perseverance, knowledge, time, patience, and dedication to run a successful farming operation. The same goes for education. It all starts out with a plan, a seed, and effort to see it grow to full potential. Farmers Cooperative would like to take this time to congratulate all area high school graduates and wish them good luck on their future endeavors.
Investing in our owner's success, Farmers Cooperative.
Fewer than 100 days now until the scheduled start of college football. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Still a lot of uncertainty about how and when that will happen due to the pandemic. On SportsCenter, UNC head coach Mac Brown said,
there's so many unanswered questions right now for all of us, simply because there's not a playbook for this. It's all new. So how do you bring the players back? When do you test them? How often do you test them? Do you check their temperature before they come in the building? What happens if you get one that has a test show up that someone is infected with a disease?
Some Louisville football and basketball players begin returning to campus next week as part of a phased-in approach. And an emotional victory for Chase Briscoe as he won the NASCAR Xfinity Series return to action at Darlington Raceway last night, just 2 days after learning that the daughter he was expecting with wife Marissa had no fetal heartbeat. To the NFL, sources tell ESPN's Rich Cimini that the Jets and safety Jamal Adams have hit a stalemate in contract talks.
The fundamental difference is about timing. Jamal Adams wants an extension now. He feels he's grossly underpaid as one of the top safeties in the league. The Jets want to drag this out during the season or even later because he has 2 years left on his contract, so they don't feel a sense of urgency.
Cimini says a trade is not likely. Tom Brady leaving New England after 20 years for Tampa Bay earlier this offseason. On SportsCenter, Buccaneers general manager Jason Light said head coach Bruce Arians played an important role in recruiting Brady.
I think it was actually a perfect marriage. You've got two guys that got something to prove. They want to win. They want to win now. They got the same mindset. And, you know, getting Tom here, quite frankly, started with hiring Bruce last year. I don't know if that would have, we would be in this situation right now without Bruce Arians as our head coach.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
This Memorial Day, Prairie View Industries would like to take a moment to salute all American veterans who were wounded or disabled while serving our great nation. Your sacrifices have not gone unnoticed. Thank you from the staff at Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the agency will make up to $1 billion in loan guarantees available to help rural businesses meet their working capital needs during COVID-19. Also, agricultural producers who are not eligible for Farm Service Agency loans may receive funding under the USDA Business and Industry CARES Act program provisions that are included in the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Other changes will allow USDA to provide 90% guarantees on B&I CARES Act program loans, to set the application and guarantee fee at 2% of the loan, as well as accept appraisals completed within 2 years of the loan application date and extend the maximum term for working capital loans up to 10 years. Perdue said USDA is committed to being a strong partner in rural business and agriculture producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects of the rural economy. He said ensuring more rural agriculture producers can gain access to much-needed capital in the unprecedented times is a cornerstone of that commitment. USDA intends to consider applications in the order they receive, but they also may assign priority points of projects if the demand for funds exceeds the availability. And USDA's Foreign Ag Service accepting applications from eligible organizations for fiscal year 2021 funding for 5 export market development programs. They recently published the fiscal year 2021 notices of funding opportunity for MAP, the Foreign Market Development Program, as well as technical assistance for Specialty Crop Program and Quality Samples Programs, as well as the Emerging Markets Program. The application deadline for all 5 of those programs is June the 26th. Under that program, USDA provides competitive, cost-share assistance to U.S. exporters and agriculture, fish, and forest product trade organizations for international marketing and promotion of U.S. commodities and products. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
If you're in the market for a new truck, the Nordis Motor Company has the new 2020 Chevy Colorado, a four-wheel drive, extended cab, two-door work truck. They have a 2019 Silverado 1500 model four-wheel drive Trail Boss Edition. It's new. A 2020 Silverado 2500 HD two-door four-wheel drive work truck. And a 2500 HD Duramax Z71 High Country Edition at the Nordis Motor Company.
Good Friday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Competing proposals in the House and Senate to improve the small business PPP loan program and other measures could jumpstart serious talks on a broader compromise bill, including extending pandemic help for agriculture. The competing small business bills and others directed at agriculture could become the catalyst needed to overcome a current House versus Senate stalemate over the massive HEROES Act that the House Democrats passed last week. Paul Blierberg with the National Milk Producers Federation gave his comment.
It's hard to tell exactly what will happen, but I think we will see some kind of a give and take between House Democrats, Senate Republicans, and obviously the administration as well.
The unknown is what Democrats will demand in return for a Senate GOP small business proposal. House Democrats plan a vote next week on a bipartisan bill to improve the Paycheck Protection Program while talks on broader legislation are stalled. But American Farm Bureau's Andrew Walmsley says other bills are focused on ag could also spark action on a bigger pandemic bill.
One that would be a $50 billion COVID-19 aid to the Secretary's office to get out to producers. We've also seen discussion and a bill introduced to replenish the Commodity Credit Corporation's authority up to $68 billion.
National Milk Producers Blierberg says the HEROES Act provisions could also be worked into a bigger bill.
I think the agriculture provisions in the HEROES Act really can be the basis for discussions going forward. There will be other elements, too, that enter into the discussion with the Senate and everything.
Senate Republicans want to wait until at least next month to see results from the still unspent billions in pandemic aid. But Blierberg says the GOP claims that the House bill is dead on arrival, only referred to the House package as a whole, passing in its exact current form in the Senate, something that rarely happens. Well, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Friday morning, I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. It's hard to imagine that we have come to a point in time in our society, in our agricultural society, where we have to euthanize animals rather than send them to market, because the market's gone. And the toll on the farmer who has to shoot these animals or otherwise destroy them, it can be devastating. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Farmers are always getting a bad rap from the animal rights organizations who equate them with cold-blooded killers. Well, here's the truth. Farmers involved in production agriculture, whether it's cattle, hogs, poultry, or dairy, are stewards of the animals and take their responsibilities of caring for them via humane and healthy practices very seriously. They put their heart and soul and money into those animals. So when they're told that they have to euthanize them because there's no market for them, it can be heartbreaking and can take a toll mentally and emotionally. Jenny Jackson is with the Illinois Pork Producers.
We know that euthanization is the absolute last case scenario for farmers of any species, and we can't imagine having to go through that on our own. We're working on collecting resources for that mental stability of farmers because we really want them to know how important their role is in the food industry, in the world, and that they are needed and much appreciated.
Of course, ideally, those animals would not be euthanized at all. And to that end, the Illinois Pork Producers Council has come up with a program called Pork Power.
Yes, if at all possible, we want those pigs to be able to go into the food chain and provide pork for you and me and our families and everyone in the United States. Now more than ever, with people out of work and being home with their families and their kids who aren't in school, we know that more people are hungry, and we need to help them as our, you know, neighbors and do what we can. So as part of this program, anyone can donate monetary funds, and we will use that towards the purchase of pork, the processing of pork, the transportation and delivery to get this into our Illinois food banks.
And here's an example of how donations to this program work. A $150 donation would cover the processing cost of a whole hog, which yields over 200 pounds of ground pork and serves over 800 people. For each donation over $15, the donor will receive a T-shirt in return. Checks can be mailed to the Illinois Pork Producers Council in Springfield, Illinois. You can look it up and put Pork Power on your check, by the way. Partners in this Pork Power program are the Illinois Corn Marketing Board and the Illinois Soybean Checkoff Program. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 62 under a cloudy overcast with calm winds. Just a nice steady shower here at the studios in Marysville. Part of a broad band of showers, some embedded thunderstorms extending from south central Oklahoma through southeast Kansas, then looping up through north central Kansas into south central Nebraska. Likely going to bring considerable precipitation our way off and on throughout the day. And in fact, into the weekend. Mid-70s for a high today, mid-80s tomorrow. Could fire a few thunderstorms and severe storms late afternoon.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, the Major League Baseball Players Association, has given management a wide-ranging response to a 67-page proposed set of protocols for a season to be played during the coronavirus pandemic. The union says it addressed protections for high-risk players, access to pre- and post-game therapies, testing frequency, protocols for positive tests, as well as in-stadium medical personnel and sanitation procedures. Players viewed many of the concepts in the original draft submitted last week as over the top, such as arriving in uniform at the ballparks, a prohibition on them leaving without team permission, and a ban on guests other than immediate family members. IndyCar has altered its schedule again amid the coronavirus pandemic, canceling the June 27th race at Richmond and the July 12th street course event in Toronto. The Open Wheel Series is slated to finally begin June 6th at Texas Motor Speedway. Mid-America Network Sports.
Seaweed has been called green gold for the way it fortifies garden soil. Some tips for putting it to use today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 22nd, the 143rd day of the year. Sherlock Holmes creator Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was born on this day, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood premiered on PBS in 1967. For centuries, farmers have known that seaweed can supercharge the soil with nutrients. If local regulations allow collection, here's how to put seaweed, algae, or kelp to use. If the plants come from salt water, rinse thoroughly to remove excess salt. Dry by arranging on a flat surface in the sun. Then use the nutrient-rich material as mulch. Add to the compost pile or mix directly into the garden soil. Oh, and make sure to collect only what you'll use. After a week or two in the garage or garden shed, a leftover pile of damp seaweed is not a pleasant odor. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Left my heartache way behind. But the rain won't leave and the pain won't ease and the sun don't want to shine. So I ordered me up a killer, found a view out across the sea. I sat down in the sand a drink in my hand in the glass looking back at me. I got a bug in my margarita. Seems bad luck won't me alone. I got a woman I'm trying to drink away, and I got a long, long way to go. Yeah, I got a long, long way to go. Well, I met an old boy from Georgia. Yeah, his woman done knocked him down. But I asked him how he's doing. Stared at me confused and said, hey, ain't you looked around? He said the rain won't leave and the pain won't ease and the sun don't want to shine. And there's something in the bottom of this drink I just gotten. It don't look like a worm to me. I got a bug in my margarita. Seems bad luck won't leave me alone.